Hello and welcome to Zihumura Show, a podcast dedicated to sharing the beauty of Africa with you and with the rest of the world. My name is Humura Ruth and I host this podcast channel. Now, just like I've been doing anyway for the previous episode, I am going to do for this episode as well. I am going to share with you a tourist attraction in Africa that I think you'd love to visit or should visit or would want to visit. Like I said, I'm starting a mini-series taking you, you know, doing episodes on different tourist destinations in Africa, diving into them deeper, telling you what they are, what activities to do there, and the accommodation facilities that you could be able to stay when you visit them. So today, I am taking you to Namibia, specifically to a place known as Sozasblaai. Now, I think that name is in German, because Namibia was colonized by Germany. It was a German colony. There's a lot of history with Namibia along the years back in the day and all that. So I do not know how to pronounce some of the places there, but I'm giving it a good shot. Because when you think about Sozasblaai, it is not actually not spelled the way I'm pronouncing it. It is spelled as S-O-S-S-U-S-V-L-E-I. But I just mastered that if I wanted to pronounce a place, I just have to, in my head, because I'm speaking English, I read it as like Sozasblaai, like S-A-U-C-E-S-V-L-E-I. So in my head, I see Sozasblaai, like sources are flying or something like that. But yes, that's where I'm taking you today, in southwestern Namibia. Now, Sozasblaai is described, or essentially it is, a salt and clay pan that is found in one of the world's oldest deserts, and that is the Namib Desert. Now, it is believed, I don't know how these calculations are done, but it is scientifically believed that the Namib Desert is between 55 to 80 million years when it comes to age, so it's pretty old. Anyway, back to Sozasblaai. I think I said it wrong. Sozasblaai. When you look up the meaning of a salt and clay pan, this is what you get. And I quote, "It is a flat, low-lying area of land that can contain a combination of salt and clay deposits." So in Namibia, particularly the area we're talking about, Sozasblaai, the ponds there, the clay and salt ponds, were formed when rivers, which were seasonal, would, you know, fill up with water and flood, and then the water fills the shallow depressions in the desert, and then when the water evaporated, the salt and the minerals that stayed behind would form those salt and clay pans. So it is not unusual to find that the salt and clay pans there are usually white, grayish, or lightly colored in nature. Now, these pans, they are beautiful as they are, but I think what takes it to the next level is the fact that they are surrounded by tall red sand dunes, which just makes the landscape even more beautiful to look at and explore. Now, because just imagine it, you have red towers and clay white surfaces in a desert. And in some areas you have dead camel thorn trees. So it's just beautiful. And it's beautiful to see at different parts of a day when the lighting is different, because it just makes it all so much better. Now, given the fact that Sozasblaai is found in a desert, it is best to visit it during its cooler times, and that's between the months of April and September. But I think you can visit during other times, but I was just giving you a heads up. The place, the area, is located in the largest conservation area in Africa, which is the Namib Naukluft National Park. When it comes to the name Sozasblaai originates from two languages, Nama and Afrikaans. So technically, literally, it translates to dead end from the word Sozas, and then marsh from the word vlai. So it's dead end marsh, Sozasblaai. It's known for its towering red sand dunes that are in varying shades of orange, which I'm pretty sure you've seen somewhere, maybe on a desktop wallpaper or photos on the internet. You've probably seen it, the beautiful red sand dunes. And they're orangish in color, or reddish in color, because they contain a high concentration of iron as a result of being exposed to oxidization over the years. So the more orange or reddish a sand dune appears to be, the older it is, because it has obviously gone through oxidation for a longer time compared to others. Now, it's a desert, but there's still some water in the area. Firstly, from the seasonal rivers that flood the shallow depressions, which we talked about, creating those salt and clay ponds. And then from the fog that comes in from the Atlantic Ocean. So that fog brings in moisture. There are also a few animals there as well. But mostly the animals that are there are usually smaller and they're usually able to survive with little water. Now, here's a fun fact. The sand dunes there change their shape with the wind, which is why you might hear some of them being referred to as star sand dunes because of how the wind shapes them from different directions. The wind makes the dunes appear or form a star shape. Now, let me share with you a few places you might like to visit in Zozozvlei, Namibia. Let's start off with Sesrem Canyon. Again, my pronunciation is probably off, but Sesrem is spelled as S-E-S-R-I-E-M. So it's a canyon, which essentially, like, I don't know, we studied in school, a deep, narrow valley that has steep sides, is exposed to, has exposed rock, it has ledges, just the whole thing. It's just, it's a canyon. So, and it is one of the places in Zozozvlei that has water in it all year round. That is quite interesting. It was formed millions of years ago when the Shuab River cut through rock. Again, I do not know if I'm pronouncing Shuab right, but it is spelled as T-S-A-U-C-H-A-B. So when that river cut through rock, you got the Sesrem Canyon. Now, the name means six leather straps in reference to the straps that Afrikaans explorers back in the day had to use to lower their buckets into the canyon to fetch water. Like I said, it has water all year round. Now, despite the fact that it is in a desert, it is a shaded area, so it's much cooler for you to enjoy as you explore the rock formations and explore the canyon in general. It has some stunning sunset views and a lot of exploration activities for you to do there. You might want to organize with a company, especially if you're not from Namibia, I would assume, to help you, you know, get a guided tour, because then you'd be able to get into the geology of the area, the flora and the fauna of the region, and everything in between. Another place to visit is Dune 45, which is, I would think, one of the tall sand dunes in the Namib Desert. I believe Big Daddy is the tallest in Zozozvlei, but it's not the tallest in Namib Desert. The tallest would be Dune 7. But Dune 45 is equally tall. It's 170 meters high. And the sand is about 5 million years old. So, of course, it is very red. And what makes it even more beautiful is that its color changes during the day as the lighting changes, which makes the photos quite beautiful. So you would love it, especially if you love photography, if you just love beautiful things. Visit Dune 47. Now, because the wind blows in all directions, there are star dunes here. Remember what I told you? When the wind blows in different directions, the dunes sort of form like a star shape. So you can be able to explore that. You can climb the dunes because their views from the top have been described as breathtaking. And the climb should take you about an hour, or if you're really good at climbing, maybe 40 minutes. And then coming down the dune usually takes about half the time it took you to climb it, or even less. So it is nice. And you, when you climb the dune, you can be able to watch sunsets, which means go for an early morning climb, or sunrises. And both of which are beautiful because you'll be able to see the desert colors, and it's just lovely. And if you get a guided tour, it would be even more informative because you get into, like I said, the geology, the flora and the fauna of the area. You could also visit Hidden Vlei, Zozozvlei, and the Dead Vlei Cape clay pans. Now, Hidden Vlei and Dead Vlei are white clay pans, while Zozozvlei are salt and clay pans surrounded by red sand dunes, which are big, I should add. Hidden Vlei, on the other hand, is a bit unknown, so not many tourists go there, but it is equally beautiful. And then Dead Vlei has dead camel thorn trees, which makes it very picturesque. I think if you've seen photos of sand dunes in the Namibian desert or the Namib desert with, you know, those trees that, okay, they don't look dead, but, you know, they're called dead camel trees, you probably were looking at Dead Vlei, most probably. So you can visit that area and explore. You can also visit Big Daddy, which is the tallest sand dune in Zozozvlei, but not in the Namib Desert. That is Dune 47. Ah, Dune 7, sorry. So, Big Daddy is really big. She's about 325 meters above ground, which is about 1,066 feet above the ground. Now, if you love adventure, you'd want to climb. More often than not, people like to climb it. But just take a lot of water, because the soft sand in itself makes climbing a lot of work. Because this is a sand dune, so you're digging through sand. So just take a lot of water, you'll be on the safe side. Nevertheless, if you went for an early morning climb, it will be worth it, because you'll be able to see the beautiful sunrise from above. You'll even be able to see the dead fly and its dead camo trees, which is very beautiful if you ask me. You'll also be able to see the desert from like a panoramic angle. You see the red dunes, you see, you know, the blue of the sky, the white tones of the clay pans. It's just very, very stunning. Then lastly for today, you can visit Solitaire, which is a relatively smaller settlement in the Namib Desert. And chances are, if you're going to visit different places in the Namib, you probably will pass by. You might not essentially have to, but you might pass through Solitaire. It's lovely and obviously surrounded by sand dunes and rocky plains. You can pass by the Solitaire Bakery and General Store, which is known for its apple pies. You could refuel your supplies from here on your journey. You could refuel the car. You can pass by McGregor's Bakery, which offers some pretty delicious pastries and homemade bread. You can stay at the Solitaire Desert Farm, which has accommodation and a camping area. You can see a bit of wildlife here. You might see some spring brook, I think they're called, and some other small animals that can survive the desert. Now, lastly, to wrap up this episode, let me share with you, I think, about 10 options in terms of accommodation that you could choose from. There's a Sources Oasis, which has 12 luxury campsites. If you love luxury, there you go. There's the Dead Valley Lodge, which is found inside the Namib Nelk Luft Park. It offers it has luxury tented chalets that have panoramic views of the Namib Desert. Splendid. There is a Zozo's Vlaai Lodge, which has 51 accommodations, so you can be so many people there if you're taking a large group with you. There is a Ses Reim campsite, which has, I think, about 44 campsites. There's a Desert Grace, which is a modern lodge with about 24 rooms that have been built with desert sand, but it is modern, so it's lovely. There's a Schwab River Camp, which is situated along the Schwab River, and it is surrounded by a number of forest ebony trees, so if that's your style, there you go. There's a Desert Camp, which is eco-friendly and family-friendly as well. There's an Elegant Desert Lodge, which is also family-friendly and has about 29 rooms. And then lastly for today, there's the Hammerstein, which has several accommodation options, because they have bungalows, they have camping facilities, bed and breakfast lodging, as well as 3 campsites that you can use together with the bungalows. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode on Sources Vlaai, and it will make you a bit more curious about Namibia, because Namibia is beautiful. Actually, it's quite beautiful, and maybe it will make you want to visit Sources Vlaai in Namibia. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time when I'll take you to another tourist destination in Africa. And as always, if you'd love to remain in touch, please do not hesitate. You can find me on my website, which is zhumura.com. That is spelled as zhumura.com. Or you can find me on Instagram. My handle is @humura_Ruth. Humura is spelled as humura_Ruth. Twitter, my handle is @humura_Ruth. And on LinkedIn, my handle is mbabazi humura_Ruth. Thank you for listening in. I will see you next time.